Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, Cavan man David Crosby is with me here on the line today. David has undergone a double lung and kidney transplant. He also battled skin cancer, was placed in a coma because of COVID-19 complications, and only just a few days ago completed the Chicago Marathon. Congratulations, David. How are you feeling?
No bother. Well, a bit tired.
I'd say you are.
But relieved at the back of it all and very proud.
Yeah. I mean, such an achievement. And my God, I just gave a brief snapshot there, but like you've really been through the mill, David, over the past couple of years. What set your sights on the Chicago Marathon?
Well, yeah, I've been under the mill all right, but so has my family, I suppose, as well. I suppose I started this back after my lung transplant in 17, or in 16. I just wanted to do a marathon just to raise awareness for IPF, lung fibrosis in Ireland, and with ILSFA. And it's a disease that's non-curable. Like, you know, it's a very hard disease, and I've been in bad situations. I wasn't given a lot of time to live when I got that diagnosis, but the transplant gave me a new lease of life. And it was a way of giving back, showing awareness. So I did the New York Marathon in 17, and I heard about the Super Six, the big marathons in the world, and no one had them at the time. No transplant patient had them at the time, so I set my goals on those, and I did Berlin in 2018 and London in 19, and I was getting ready to go to do Tokyo in 19 and 20, and unfortunately COVID broke out, and it kind of stopped it for a while. And unfortunately I picked up COVID and was in a bad way. I was on life support and a medical use coma, you said, and things got bad. Lucky enough I came through it after a very hard time saying goodbye to my family and my kids. Like, you know, an awful thing to have to hear or have to say to anybody, like, you know, but I got out of it. Unfortunately my kidneys failed, and I was on down in Cavan General Hospital for 3 years on the Allison. I want to say thanks to all the staff in the hospital in Cavan and in the matter in Dublin for saving my life so many times and helping me just be here, like, you know. And then to make things even better, or more dramatic, I suppose, if you want to call it, my wife, that's been with me for, we've been together for 31 years, she found out that she was compatible to donate her kidney to me. And last July, just over 15 months ago, I got a kidney transplant, and I started dreaming again, and I said I'll try and do one more. It was actually Katie, she said she wanted to do the Chicago Marathon, so I thought it was only the right thing to do, was bring the two kidneys together and try and finish the line with the two kidneys intact beside each other.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's such a remarkable story, and so much so, you're such an inspirational athlete, David. I know that your story has attracted a lot of, you know, US media attention in the States as well. Documentary film crew followed you around the marathon. I mean, sure, it's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It was bananas. They were there on the Saturday interviewing us and going around with us, and then they were there all day Sunday with us, and it was just amazing. And like, it does throw you off a bit, your whole plan goes out the window, because I don't know about an athlete now, because I wasn't running at that stage, because I actually had to have oxygen be brought with me, a POC pulse system, and my good friend Dave McNally, he carried it. It was a very heavy backpack, over a stone and a half weight, and he carried it for, like, the marathon was over 10 hours, 10 and a half hours, just a grueling 10 hours of pain.
He carried the oxygen tank connected to a backpack.
Yeah, the whole way, and I had the tube of oxygen. My lung function had dropped since I got COVID, and my lung function dropped from 94 down to 30. Like, you know, so I get it very hard to breathe, and I was supposed to go walk. It was supposed to be a long, steady walk. That was the plan. I did start training earlier on the year, but the training kind of went out the window. I tripped over my knee, and we actually went on a holiday the week after for a few days. And when I come home from the holiday, I picked up COVID, and I couldn't get the knee looked at. And it was about 6 weeks after, I got an MRI in the knee, and I fractured the fibia on my leg. So that's through the training out, and I also got diagnosed with skin cancer that had to be cut off. So the training and the marathon were fizzling away again. Jeez, for a second time. But look, I have an awful lot of good people around me in Kingsford and Meadhill, down where I'm from. Like, I'm both Mead and Cavan on the border there, like, you know, and the borders don't really get in the way of good wishes. Like,
great,
you know,
friends, my God.
And
great,
they've been
support
behind me the whole way, like, yeah. You know, so yeah. So, and then the marathon, I started off, and I actually started, because of the atmosphere and the film crew, I started off running, and that just threw everything out the window, my whole plan.
The whole marathon and plan was gone.
It was gone, and it kind of just got worse from that on, just got worse for the rest of the 42K, and it was just pure struggle the whole way. But look, it's amazing what you can do when you put the mind to it, and you're driven, and you know, and you have three children at home that you love so much, and you know, they're on your shoulder the whole time. So it's an amazing achievement to get that medal, like, you know. And I don't know if I'll do any more. I think
you're retiring now, are you?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I don't know. My health is the number one thing, Andrea. Like,
I know.
The health is there. I've been saved by so many people. My donor gave me lungs that I'll never get to thank, and very, very important to me. I think about my donor every day. My wife gave me another gift. Like, you know, so I have to respect their decisions and make sure I live as long as I can, a good, healthy, and full life. And look, never say never, but at the minute, definitely no more marathons. And it wouldn't be wise to put your body through that. Any risk?
How long did you say, David? Sorry, it took you.
Over 10 and a half hours. The timer, actually, they were following me home. Kingsford, the Kingsford Stars, where I live now, they won the county championship, and there was a few of them kind of tracking me in the trackers. But because all the people were gone, and the marathon company was taking all the timing zones off, the tracker went dead. And I think a lot at home thought I stopped. But my daughter was in around the town, and she was telling me, yeah, she FaceTimed me, and I was still going. So there was a bit of crack that he was still going. So it was 10 and a half hours, and they were sweeping the roads at the time as well. The lorries were going around, and they were creating dust, and it wasn't helping the breathing.
No,
at all.
I'd say
and
not. We my God.
On the footpaths. But look, there was loads of people there. I wasn't last. There was still people coming in when I finished, so I wasn't last.
Either way, I think, David, such an achievement, and fair play to you for doing it, and for your friend, as you mentioned too, Dave McNally. I mean, to flank you along that route for over 10 hours, carrying a portable oxygen backpack connected to is just a pretty incredible thing to do for anybody. David, listen, take care of yourself, and thanks a million for joining us here today on the programme. David Crosby there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.